prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 19 November 2024. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. We'll bring up a very special guest in a minute. Gentlemen, I met up in Missouri about 3 years ago now, I think it was. David Heffner, him and his pretty wife, Shanita, worked together making films and doing different ministries trying to get people's eyes open to the truth. He just finished a movie entitled The Last Evangelist. I think you might want to look at. But anyway, before we go there, at least one prayer request tonight. Keep my brother by way in prayers because he'll be going tomorrow to see the doctor, see what they can do to help fix his back. Won't know anything probably at least tomorrow afternoon, but I'll let you know for sure. We got a phone call today, too, from our sister Kathy in Indiana, who asked us to pray for Jim and Kathy in Indiana. Said Kathy has a bad case of cancer. She's very sick, and both are having an awful time with pain. So please, folks, put these people in your prayer chains, that God could ease the pain and give them mental and physical strength to get through this, and spiritual strength also. Please do that. These kind of prayer requests we need to take seriously, my friends, because when someone calls in asking for prayer, they're going on the trust that we're actually going to pray and intercede for these people. So please do that. Jim and Kathy in Indiana need their prayers, please. Don't forget that. Don't forget the books we're offering on special through this month. Maybe on in the next month, especially the one now getting close into the so-called Christmas holidays, is Christmas Christian. It's Cremation Christian. Now, I tell you, these books will tell you the truth. You may not want to look at them, because if you do, then you can't say that you never knew. You may want to keep your head buried in the sand, pretend like nothing's going on, everything's fine. There's a Santa Claus and all that stuff. Do what you think's best. But I will tell you right now that Christmas is not a Christian holiday. It should not be celebrated by those who call themselves Christians. That's just all there's to it. Now we'll get back to what's going on tonight. We're going to talk to David Hampton, like I said, and let him share what's going on in his ministry. And, folks, if you want to order the books or anything from the ministry, you can call any day between 9 and 4. Now, there's a good chance the phone will not be answered live. We don't have a full-time individual now answering the phone, but Faith will get back to you. If you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell them to call back and leave you whatever that you want to do. She may answer live. Order what you like, folks. We appreciate it. If you haven't got a catalog yet, please get one. They're not huge, believe me, 3, 4, 5 pages. But you see what we handle and the price is in, okay? Let's go to our guest, David Heffner, which I didn't meet about 3 years ago, I believe it was, a little over 3 years now, in Missouri. We were out there speaking in a rather large area, an old shopping mall, and it was kind of interesting. A little bit of chaos from time to time, but very interesting nonetheless. Got to meet a lot of fine people. And David, are you there?
Hey, Pastor Butch, I am here. It's so good to be with you and all your God-fearing, God-loving people. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you. And for the new listeners, give the people about a two-minute bio. Who is David Hefner and his pre-production needle? What do y'all do?
Yeah, well, I started out as a songwriter, and I had some hit records years ago in Nashville, and then God took me into Hollywood, where I ended up making, writing, directing, producing over 50 films, a lot of them for HBO and Showtime. I worked with people like Tony Curtis and Martin Landau and Ernest Borgnine. But then about 6 years ago, God gave me a script, a TV series called The Last Evangelist. It's what I was actually created to do. That's why he created me. That's why he put me on this earth. I finally found my purpose. And what it is, it's a TV series. I call it a Christian crime drama. It marries the book of Revelation to current events. I play a cop that busts underground churches because there's a virus and the church and the government is restricting the churches to register. So I bust them because they're not registered until one night I hear God's voice. I go blind. And when I wake up, I see things in the spirit world. So with the Bible in one hand, a gun in the other, I set out after the Antichrist to deal with the Illuminati, the one world government, alien demon deception, all that stuff, Pastor Butch. Maybe I gave you more than you bargained for, but you asked me a question. There's my answer.
No, that's great. That's great. And you and your wife have been working together at all this for quite a while now, haven't you? I mean, you've done a lot of work together trying to get the word out in your radio broadcast and now, of course, your TV movies. So you've been at this for a while.
Yeah. I've been doing it for a while. I left Hollywood about 10 years ago, and I thought I was going to be a preacher in the church. And so I was building up a church, pretty good church, 200-300 people. And God said to me one day, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm building my church." He said, "I know, but you're not building mine." I said, "What are you going to do?" He says, "I want you to stop preaching these feel-good messages because you're a good speaker, David, and I want you to tell people the truth." So the next Sunday, I got up and I looked everybody and I said, "Truth is, most people are going to hell, and a lot of them are sitting right here in this room." And that's when my congregation dwindled down to 7 people. But then God said, "Now, are you ready to start the church that I have for you?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I want you to go out and start making movies, to start broadcasting, using the talents I gave you." He said, "That's your church." So here I am.
Oh, my. Well, you never know. I mean, from personal experience, I ran from preaching for 2 years. I quit going to church, David. I wasn't going to preach. I didn't care what he said. I said, I quit going to church. I just didn't want anything to do with it. I finally gave in after a warning in a dream one night. Then I said, "Okay, I'm going to preach, Lord, but I'm not going to be a pastor." Oh, my goodness. I was pastoring 2 churches within a year. And I was going to do some radio broadcasts on a local station, you know, about a couple months' worth. This come March, make 32 years. So, you never know. It's easier to surrender.
Don't let
him have his way. It really is, because he'll bless you if you do. If you don't, he's going to chasten you. That's what he said he'd do, and he loves you. He's going to do that. And he did chasten me more than once for my rebellion. That's all there is to it. That's just the way it is. But nonetheless, here we are.
Right.
And I'm going to get started with something. I mentioned this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you, I told my wife when I got married, her dad was a preacher. I said, "There's 2 things I'll never do." Of course, in my pride, as I was making movies, I said, "I'll never dig ditches, I'm not going to do hard manual labor, and I'll never be a preacher." And she looked at me and I said, "If I don't be a preacher, I'm not going to beg." Here I am, making Last Evangelist. God says, "You're not going to the studios. You're going to go to my people." And I said, "God, are you?" And I remember 30 years ago when I told God I'd never do that. And he said, "Don't ever tell me you're never going to do something, because I'll smear your face in it." And he sure did. You know, I'm doing it with joy, though. You know, so God said, "You create a site called lastevangelist.com. People can go donate and they can help you fund it." And Pastor, they have done it. It hasn't been what I'd like, but it's what God likes. So don't ever tell God you're not going to do something.
Absolutely.
God's going to do what he wants to do,
Well, it's like telling my earthly daddy, "I'm not going to do that." "Oh, yes, you are, son. You're going to do that. So you can do it. You can do it with a sword tail. You can do it, you know, whatever." But anyway, I want to start something. This on Mainline News, even on ABC News tonight. Folks, I think it's important to start a program with this tonight. Russian officials believe that NATO has gone to war with Russia. Now, folks, this is serious. Now Joe Biden has really done it by giving the green light to long-range missile strikes deep inside of Russian territory. He has brought us closer to nuclear conflict than ever before. As you will see below, Russian officials have become convinced that NATO has gone to war with Russia. I feel like I am watching a slow-motion train wreck that I am powerless to stop. I have been warning about this for so many years, and now it's here. Steve Quayle, Henry Groover, Dmitry Dubin, Marty Breenan, and so many others have also warned America about what is coming. If we stay on the path that we are on, nuclear weapons will be used. Do we really want to go down that road? The Russian, this is what the Russians think about, folks, in Moscow. Meanwhile, senior lawmaker Leonid Shusky slammed Mr. Biden, accusing him of deciding to end his presidential term and go down history as Bloody Joe. Senator Vladimir Dmitrov, meanwhile, told Russia state-run TASS news agency that Biden's decision represents a very big step toward the beginning of the Third World War. The official newspaper of the Russian state, Rosinia Gazeta, warned the madman who are drawing NATO into the direct conflict with their country may soon be in great pain. According to the Washington Post, one former Russian criminal official is warning that Moscow now believes NATO is going to war with Russia. A former Kremlin official told the Washington Post that Moscow now believes NATO is going to war with Russia and that they will proceed accordingly. The official spoke on the basis of anonymity to discuss sensitive matters. This is rather chilling. Of course, that language echoes something that Vladimir Putin said himself back in September. Putin had personally warned against the eventuality, previously issuing a warning in September that the U.S. permission for Ukraine to fire American supplied long-range missiles at his country would mean that NATO countries, the United States and European countries, are parties to the war in Ukraine. War with Russia is here. Sergei Markov was asked if Vladimir Putin would actually use nuclear weapons once long-range missiles start falling deep into Russian territory. And by the way, folks, they fired the first couple ones this evening, this afternoon. And he warned that in a worst-case scenario, nuclear war weapons could be before Christmas of this year. He said he warned in a worst-case scenario, nuclear war happened before Christmas of this year. Asked if Putin would use nuclear missiles in response, Mr. Markov said that not now, and said it was more likely that his bases, a base in Eastern Europe, could be hit by smaller tactical nuclear missiles. But he added, I think Biden, Macron, and Starmer want escalation, which could lead to, from my understanding, in the worst scenario, the nuclear war happened before Christmas of this year. Probably you will not be able to say Merry Christmas because you will stay in the hole trying to hide away from your family, away from the nuclear catastrophe. It can happen very, very quickly. Now, I take that seriously, Brother David. I do. I mean, to even have that kind of talk going around should concern us. And they're even openly talking about nuclear war and tactical weapons to be used on bases in Europe. You know, it's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, in the last days, perilous times will come. I think we're there. What do you think?
Well, boy, there's a lot of layers to this. So let's kind of peel the onion back one layer at a time because it gets a little confusing. Not that what I'm saying is going to clarify anybody's question, but I'll just give you what I think God's given me. A lot of people are resting on the fact that President Trump will get into office. And notice might get into office, right? That hasn't happened yet. But what's happened, everybody's in the street, you know, jolly and waving the flag. We have to remember, Pastor, we are a country that is still killing babies. We are murdering children.
And by the way, it made a constitutional right in 10 states. Go ahead.
Yeah. So people go, well, no, wait a minute. Hold it. My state doesn't. Or if you look at most states, they will at some point but that's not even the issue. The issue is you're part of what they call the United States of America. America has a curse on it. And people have to understand this. That curse is the money, blood, babies is currency, okay? It's like currency. Something has to be paid. There's a price that has to be paid. Now, Jesus paid the price for our sins, eternal salvation, but somebody's going to pay the price with the blood of babies, okay? There's no way around it. God is not God if he's not going to require repentance and a price to be paid. The United States is not repenting. It's not repenting. So that's number one. So anything can happen past that. But number two is let's look at the Democrats. They lost. And if you lose something and you think you don't have a chance to get it back, it's called kamikaze. You know, back in the war, the kamikazes, the Japanese, once they shot all their bullets, they just flew their plane right into the enemy and killed and blew themselves up, right?
Yes.
And so this is what I believe the other side is saying, even if they're not saying it to themselves, I think they're subconsciously saying it without even knowing they're saying it, is let's cause all the grief, let's let all the chaos, whatever, even though it may hurt our children, it may hurt our children, whatever. And so now you got that. That's the other part of the onion, hoping that there'll be enough turmoil in the United States that there won't be another change of the guard, okay? Number three, and now I'm getting into the geopolitical, the military. All Biden did, because they've been giving them these missiles for a long time, the U.S. has been funding it. They just said you can't use it. But we've had the right to use these missiles for a long time, okay? Because it's like somebody slaps you in the face, you're either going to slap them back or you're going to block their slap. Well, the United States, the Ukraine's done none of that. They have their hands have been tied because the Biden administration thought they were getting back in. They didn't want a war, so they haven't let them do anything. So what you're seeing now is the right and the ability of the Ukraine government to use those missiles. That's all they're doing. They could have done this a year ago, but Biden and Pelosi and those guys, they would not have it. They did not want a war on their watch because they wouldn't know how to deal with it. So those are kind of like the pieces of the onion that I see. Are we going to have a nuclear attack? Well, we don't know, do we? But we know that the Bible talks about the bear, right? I don't want to get too far deep into a hole on this, but it talks about Russia, talks about China, and we see this thing as a powder keg getting ready to go off. When it's going to happen, we don't know. How it's going to happen, we're not for sure. But I will tell you this. I think Europe's going to be affected with nukes before the United States will. And if it's the United States, I believe it's going to be New York and it's going to be California. It's going to be both coasts.
I think you're right. You know, Dmitry Dudeman, I'm sure you know who he was. Come to America in the 80s and prophesied about the end of America if we didn't repent. He mentioned cities, New York, Miami, San Francisco, other cities. He mentioned who they were and what was going to happen to them. And I don't like to think about that. I don't even like to talk about it. But, you know, this is fulfilling prophecy, and God's not mocked. What we sow, we're going to reap. And I'm afraid America is sowing a lot of evil. So, therefore, we have to reap a lot of calamity to pay for that, don't we?
Well, we do. We do. And it's like pruning. You know, it's like, and I'm going to say something as if I'm writing a script, so I hope nobody takes offense at this. But, you know, California, the government there is so corrupt. I mean, they're so corrupt that they've lost their mind. You know how someone can become so evil that they're insane?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm from Hollywood. I was there for 30 years, and these celebrities, I mean, they've lost their mind. Look at Robert De Niro. He's literally, this guy has lost his mind. And, you know, the late night talk shows don't want Sylvester Stallone on there because they're liberal and he's coming out for conservative values. And look at George Clooney. He's a loony. You know, these people are crazy. So if God allows a missile to hit California, okay, what it could do is, first of all, take the evil out, number one. But number two, wake people up across the rest of the nation to get on their knees and repent, just like 9/11 on steroids, right?
Yes.
I'm not telling you I want this to happen. I'm not telling you it's going to happen. I'm telling you as if I was writing the script and I wanted a nation to repent, perhaps the most evil part of that nation would have destruction, so that the rest of the nation could say, okay, God, what do you want? We repent, we turn back to you. And so that's my whole take on everything you just asked me.
Oh, you know, and we know that in the Old Testament, ancient Israel was punished many times with the Lord trying to get their attention. And they ignored the punishments to the point that they were finally destroyed, you know, as far as scattered and done from what they once were. So we mustn't, yeah, folks, just look at this and shrug our shoulders and say it's not going to happen. It is happening. But nonetheless, you know, David, you're moving. I've only got to see some of the previews of it. It looks very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Each episode, they're half-hour episodes. We have episode one. They can watch it on DavidHebner.tv. If you go there, you can watch it on DavidHebner.tv exclusively. Episode two is out now. That's about the vaccine. That's about the truth behind the vaccine. I have a character called Fowler, which is a Fauci character. Episode number three is about AI, which you're going to see pop up, Pastor Butch, very quickly. You've probably seen it already.
Oh, yes.
The government
has
issued its own Bible now. So there's a government religion now. So they'll be able to watch episode three in January. That's coming out. But if anybody wants to watch it, they can go to DavidHebner.tv, sign up. There's over 900 shows on there about the Illuminati, deep state, witchcraft, demonic possession, and Nephilim, and, you know, just things the church won't talk about.
Well, you know, and the AI is already telling some people that you're not worth living. Won't you kill yourself? Now, this is actually happening. AI, which artificial intelligence, is now talking to people and saying that, you know, you're not really worth being on the planet. Take up, you know, breathing good air, so to speak. You need to kill yourself. This is already happening. This is our future. And folks, without Christ in our hearts, it's gonna be hell to be on this planet. It's gonna be rough anyway. But without Christ, we have no way to maintain our balance, our sanity, without the hope of Christ in our hearts and in our souls. David, I don't know how much easier to put that, make it any plainer than that, that if we're not walking with him, we are going to be in deep trouble, aren't we?
Yeah, the days of middle of the road, of lukewarm, that's over. That is over. And people will have to make a decision. You can't serve two masters. Will you dine at the table of the Lord's, or will you dine at the table of demons? You can't dine at both tables. You can't drink the cup of Satan and the blood of Jesus at the same time. This requires a sanctification. It requires going through a fire, Pastor. You know that. And people, most Christians have not gone through the fire. They've been doing this pussycat religion, where they get in their SUV and go to Six Flags Over Jesus churches every week and sit in the same pew doing the same thing. I'm sorry, those days are over. Well, they're not over. You can continue doing it, but you'll do it all the way into hell. And there is no turning back. We're talking eternity. So you got to make a choice. You're going to stand up for God, you know, or are you going to put up with this stuff the world has to, you know, compromise?
That's a very good way to put it. It truly is. And I know you've been out there long enough and seen enough to understand exactly what you're saying. And Brother David, I do want to praise our Heavenly Father, and I mean this personally, very much so, but for everybody out there listening to the program tonight, that I'm so thankful that His grace is sufficient, that His love is what protects us, and He watches over us. I'm just a mere mortal, just like you, David. I'm 76 years old. I don't have a lot of years left in this earth. And if I would let Satan weigh on my mind about, hey, you're not feeling well, you're getting old, you're going to die soon, that would depress me.
Yeah.
That would wear me out. Yeah. What's the use of doing anything? I'm going to die in the next few years, and I'm getting old, and it's starting to hurt in places that used to hurt. That would depress me. But then I'd stop and think about this. This is only the beginning for us, David. This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm in the womb, so to speak. I'm going to be born one day into a brand new world, brand new earth. Well, there'll be no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears. This will be something that we can only imagine down here, that is coming to us very soon for all of us. either one at a time or maybe a bunch at once, but it's coming. And that's what keeps me steady, David, is realizing this world is not the end for me. This is only the beginning for us.
Amen, brother. Well, you know, you've got a purpose, Pastor Butch, and you've got a young spirit, a young heart, and as long as you hang on to that purpose, you found your purpose, you're activating it, you're in it, you're doing it. You know, you could live another 30 years. I mean, look, it's been proven that when people retire, there's no such thing as retirement in the Bible, but when people retire, they die soon after, right? I knew a man at the Bank of Hollywood many years ago, multi-millionaire. He built the bank up. He owned it. He was a friend of mine. I used to go out to dinner with him, and he had tons of money. I was just a young kid making movies. And of course, he smoked like a fiend. But he said to me, he goes, David, today's a big day for me. He goes, I'm retiring. I said, wow. You know, he was 62 years old. He said, I'm selling the bank. I'm retiring. He's got all his millions of dollars. The guy died 6 months later. About two weeks after he retired, they diagnosed him with cancer. Now, the reason I'm saying that is God created each and every one of us with a mission. Not one person out there listening to my voice is exempt from what I'm getting ready to say, and I'll stand on this, that God does not create a person without an assignment to that person.
Okay? Amen.
So if you are created and you're listening to me out there, you have an assignment. You may not be living in it. You may not even know what it is, but now you've been put on notice. You have one. If you pray and you ask God for wisdom, he said what? He said he will give you if you ask, but you got to ask and believe. So we all have an assignment. We all have a purpose. We all have a mission. So I don't know about you, Pastor Butch, but, you know, I'm not a young guy either like I used to be. But I got to tell you what, my health is in good shape. I think and act and run faster than any young 20-year-old guy. I got a mission. I got a purpose. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop and think about this nonsense. You know, that's nonsense to sit around and start thinking about Medicare and Social Security and, you know, I got to go to the doctor 4 times to get on all these pills. And you start, sitting there and watching that stupid television that people watch, these older people. No, get out and do what God created you to do and get off your rear and go out and fight the battle, right?
Amen. And I say this, everybody listen, folks, I don't care who you are. Don't care what your background is. I don't care whether you're rich or poor, or you're young or old, or pretty or ugly, whatever. You were not born out of time. You were born at a specific time that Almighty God wanted you to be born. You were born in this world for a purpose. Ask his will, then do it. Back at the break, folks, with phone calls, questions, comments, whatever. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
And before I get, folks, don't forget we are collecting funds to send down North Carolina, Dr. Molly James, so she can help with people back in the mountains. And I keep getting reports in that it's much, much worse than we know it is. Next Tuesday night, I have a guest on that's been in the front lines, right down to where this thing happened. And this young lady will tell you the truth of what's going on behind the scenes. Her name is Sherry Koontz. And she will share with you the thousands that they know are dead. Thousands. And some are estimating as high as 20,000, maybe more. Now, I'm not making this up. I know you don't hear anything. You don't hear ABC or anything else. You don't hear anything about this on TV at all any longer. It's like it never happened. If you want to send some funds, we're getting funds that we're going to ship out next Thursday. Put it all together on lump sum. We're going to write a check down to send down to Dr. Molly to use on the front line. So far, you raised over $1,000. We have to raise a whole lot more to send down and help these folks if we could. So if you want to donate anything to help this, you call tomorrow and talk to Faith and get our address. Send a check or use a credit card, whatever you want to do, and we will get the money sent out to them next Thursday. I promise we'll send the whole amount out, every dime of it. We'll go into our account and mail a check out of that to Dr. Molly to try to feed these people, clothe them, house them, whatever they can do with the money we send. I know we're probably not going to send a fortune. I know that. But if everybody would just send a little bit, we make a difference in people's lives. So please don't forget the desperate help that they need in North Carolina. And send us what you can to help them. And I promise you, folks, they'll get it. They will get it. Anyway, David, back to what I was talking about. You know, you mentioned we were talking about all kinds of things going on, but we're talking now about Helene, the hurricane that we know was man-made and man-steered right in where they wanted to go. I mean, once I got first-hand information about what happened in North Carolina, and it's really shocking to hear that people just didn't lose their homes. They lost the property they're set on. It all washed away. And if the home's washed away, insurance companies can't find them. They won't pay on them. The same thing for cars, automobiles. If the car's gone, they don't pay. Now, that is a ripoff, in my opinion. Nonetheless, these people are desperate. But God's judgment is real. I mean, he didn't say that. He said these things will happen in the last days. But he didn't say that man will not do it to himself, because we have and we are. We're seeing so much happen in this country that God's trying to get our eyes open. We're seeing droughts. We had a long drought here in West Virginia. It's even worse in the western part of the states, and we're seeing floods other places. So this is something I do believe that a righteous God, maybe using man to do it to us, but he's trying to get our attention, and hopefully we will learn these things and repent, at least individually, and turn back to him. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, man, I believe, and I talk about this on my channel, David Hebner TV, man has been controlling the weather for quite some years, and now it's fallen into an evil regime. So what I think is man has manipulated and orchestrated and manifested these storms, such as in North Carolina, intentionally that is specific to an area, in other words, targeted. I think these areas have certain kinds of minerals. I think there's value in the land.
That's right.
There's a reason
That's right.
they want this.
That's
and right. then on top of it, they send a FEMA in, and FEMA says, well, don't help this person, help that one, don't help this person. Well, see, all this is an orchestrated event by the evil one to let things disintegrate to the point where people just move out, and then the land can be taken over by the evil one. And that's what I think. I think that the Antichrist is now geographically moving around the country, actually taking land, taking geography, and occupying it. Just like, you know, these Christian organizations that go up in the mountains and they set up camp. Well, why would the Antichrist not do the same thing, right?
Right.
And that's why China owns a lot of land all over the United States. And don't think for a second that they're going to snap their fingers and they know that Sarah Huckabee.
Uh-oh, do we lose him?
But it's not.
Hey, we lost you. Let's go back in now, Dave. We lost you there for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is Arkansas did it. They gave them notice. China, you have 2 years to sell your land. But that's only going to be sporadic. China owns a lot of land in the United States. China is the archangel of the Antichrist, along with Russia. And along with that, with the globalists targeting the land, sending out the hurricanes and the storms and running the people off their land, the Antichrist will control most of the United States, I'd say, in the next 5 to 10 years.
I think that, yeah, you're right. At least that, maybe quicker than that. But, you know, you mentioned about the weather being controlled.
Quicker,
yeah, exactly. The weather being controlled, I just reading the other day about 1947, they put some dry ice in a hurricane and turned it 130 degrees from where it was heading. 1947, folks, look up for yourself. They did that long ago. That's been 77 years ago. So this is nothing new. They perfected a lot since then. But this is where we are, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Judgment on America is here. I think we need to pay attention as individuals. Seek God's face for our own lives and ask him to guide us, because it's going to get much, much worse before it gets better. Go ahead, David.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, that's why I'm making Last Evangelist, the TV series, because I'm depicting a character that's going through what the world is dishing upon Christians. You know, number one is Christian persecution. So people, you know, sometimes, Pastor, when you see something on television, and you go, wow, okay, and then it starts happening to you, it's not quite as shocking because you've already seen it on TV, you know? And so that's what I'm hoping, is that people will see this TV series, Last Evangelist, and they will be able to, it'll help them when the persecution gets really bad. I'm talking, you know, really bad. And so that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I believe that if people will just take their head out of the sand, stop playing church, stop playing religion, and ask God to open their eyes, I believe people will see what we're talking about. They will do it. It's just, you know, religion is such a drug. It's an addictive drug, you know, and it's such an evil relationship.
Sure. It can be a cover. It can be a facade and make us feel better. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
So these things that we know they're happening, but you know, you're talking about when you're out on the road doing this, and you're out on the road promoting your program, your TV program, you're out there talking to other people. What kind of response you having out of the masses in the church?
Oh, man, the church they reject it, but the world loves it. People that you wouldn't think would like this, they love it. My executive producer is a card-carrying atheist, and he loves his project. He believes in it. My biggest screening was Los Angeles, California. After people watched it, they ran up to me and said, "Dave, it's the best thing you ever did." And most of these people were atheists, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, but they said,
the church, when it comes to Christians, reject it, but the heathens accept it.
Yeah, well, they reject it because they don't know what to do with it. You see, it doesn't fit their normal Christian-type program. And they're afraid it's going to shake people up. They don't want people shaken up. They might say it, but they really don't want it because they don't want to lose their donors. You see what I'm saying? So remember, Last Evangelist is a world about the church that's corrupted. The church is corrupted. So why would churches want to embrace it? They don't want people to think that their church is corrupted. You know, not all churches reject me, but I'm saying the mainstream does. They just don't want to deal with it. But that's why God said, don't go to the studios. He said, set up a website, lastevangelist.com. And my people will fund it, he said, because Hollywood's going to reject it, and the church system will reject it. That's okay. I don't mind that, because we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, right?
Well, that's, you know, it's really a shame that the people that you want to get their eyes open don't want their eyes open. The ones who don't even maybe believe in Christ are saying this looks like it could happen. But that, you know, that's a good way thing in a way too, because perhaps you convince these people that there really is something in this book we call the Bible, and maybe they're realizing that this is really happening. I mean, that's what I'm hoping. That's what it boils down to. These people decide there's something to this, and we want to know who this God is you're talking about here. But it's a shame, though, that the so-called church is too busy waiting for the rapture to get involved.
Well, in episode 3, the government has its own sanctioned Bible, called the Transformational Bible, and they've outlawed the King James. And this new government Bible leaves out the Book of Revelation, okay? It does not have the Book of Revelation. It leaves out a lot of prophecy. Of course, it takes out all the hate speech and all that type of stuff, what they deem hate speech. But what's happening, Pastor, people go, well, that's not happening in the United States. Yes, it is. When a preacher gets up and refuses to preach the Book of Revelation or prophecy or demonic warfare, when he refuses to do it, he is basically rewriting, manipulating, editing the Bible. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and America has their own version of the Bible. They got their own version. It's very rare to hear a preacher get up and start really talking about the Bible. I mean, just what you and I have spoken here in the past 45 minutes, we have preached more of the gospel in 45 minutes than most churches will preach in 45 years.
That's true.
Now that
That's
is,
true.
That
sad,
is true. And, but it's sad. Exactly. It's sad, but it's true. The main thing, see, the churches no longer have altars. Remember, I don't know if you remember when you were a kid. I was a kid.
Oh, yes.
We had altars down there. I would go down on Sunday morning, not every morning, but Sunday morning, but I remember I'd go down, I'd hit the altar on my knees, and I'd cry tears, and I'd stay there for an hour just repenting, you know?
Yes.
The churches don't have altars. You know, I do a Sunday morning service online. If anybody wants to join me, they can just go to davidhebner.tv, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I tell people, Pastor, I go, we're a church with an altar. I said, everybody has an altar. Look at your knees. Fall on your knees. That's your altar. Because churches have taken them out. Altars are a place where we can repent and we can be restored. But we've taken them out of churches here in the United States.
Yes, we have. That is really a fact. That's true. Let us take a phone call right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butts. Hello, David. Yeah, you know, I stopped doing the mainstream 501c3 church playing a long time ago. If a church doesn't preach repentance or revelation at this point in time, to me, they're absolutely useless. So I agree with you there. I got a question for you, David. I'd like your opinion, please.
Sure.
Now, yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of Jeff Rentz.
Jeff who?
Jeff Rentz. R-E-N-S-E.
He's a talk show host in the alternative media. I'll tell you why I brought him up. He has a guest occasionally. The guy's name is Father Paul Kramer. He lives in Ireland. He's blowing the whistle on this Pope, Francis Bergoglio. Now, I'm interested. Could this be the false prophet mentioned in the Bible? Because apparently this Pope Francis is ushering in a satanic New World Order religion at the top. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I have. I've covered that on my show. and I'll go ahead and let you ask your question, then I'll give you my answer, or I'll give you my opinion.
Great, yeah. Well, first of all, I recall reading it in the Bible, but I can't recall where, because I would like to reread it and study it and pray over it to understand it more, to verify this, because I believe this Pope Francis is the false prophet. He's going to come in with the Antichrist, too. I believe we're in the end times. Would you recall what verses?
I can't tell you what verses, but I can give you what I believe God's given me regarding this Antichrist and the manifestation of it. So,
yes, sir.
Again, I'll go ahead and give you my opinion once. Was that your question, or did you chance have a specific question?
Yeah, that was my question concerning the false prophet. I want to research it myself in the Bible, and I'll find it. I'd like your opinion, please.
So, again, if I was writing a script, which I do, you have to write a script in a way when people watch it, it's believable. Otherwise, they go, oh, man, nobody's going to believe this. This is like a bad B-movie or something, you know. And so I look at something going, what's the probability, okay? So I believe, is there going to be an Antichrist? Yes. But bigger than that is the Antichrist system. What we're really going to be dealing with is a system, just like it was the system of the religious people that killed Jesus. It wasn't any specific person, although there were people that contributed to it. So do I think the Pope could head the Antichrist movement? I think he definitely could, along with a few other people. And let me bring in a couple of reasons why. It's going to be very difficult for the Pope to pull off the Antichrist. Number one is, I'm not a Catholic. I don't think you are. Butch ain't a Catholic. So there ain't no way we're going to follow this dude. Okay, even if we don't know the true God and we're a diehard Baptist, still lost and going to hell, we're still following. See, the Catholics have a lot of issues, and the Pope has even more issues. But can he marry a one-world religious system? Now you got something going. Yes, the answer is absolutely yes. He can be part of the Antichrist, you might say, board of directors, you might say. There's another issue, Chance, I'll throw in real quick. I don't want to spend too much time. It's a rabbit hole. I deal with L.A. Marzulli a lot. We deal with the alien demon deception. I think that what's more probable is if somebody shows up, a demon shows up as an alien, as one of these biologics, and they can come from another planet, and they say, well, we can, cure this disease that's been, let out upon the people. You'll see the people fall for it just like they did the vaccine. So I think that has a good probability of being the Antichrist front, along with the Pope saying, hey, that's right. We got to all do this. See what I'm saying? And then the head of the Muslims say, yeah, Muhammad told me, let's do this. And then now you got an avalanche of people just, and then you got, and this is sad to say, you got some of these TV preachers standing up and saying, you know what, God told me that this alien that just showed up from another planet is sent to help us. We got to actually do what, you know. So, we're talking
that's
an
true.
Antichrist system, you know. Anyway, Chance, yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, buddy.
Yeah, mine
Chance,
also.
I will say this.
Thank you, now, and God bless this. Both you gentlemen.
All right.
Thank
I will say
you.
This,
God
too.
Bless you.
Thanks, call, Chance. I'll say this, that we are all we are all already in the Antichrist system. Like you're a lumpet, we're in it.
Oh, yeah.
All this ID, the digital IDs, the Social Security numbers, all these things, that's all part of the Antichrist system. We're in the beast system already. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, preacher.
Hello.
How's everybody doing tonight? Anyway,
good.
Good. You know that Russia now has mobile, portable. Take them out, set them up everywhere, hook them up to water and go. Nuclear bunkers for people. There's mass building them constantly. And they're not doing anything here. But I've been out, you know, taking my little flyers around with lists of, you know, the ones I know are actually doing what they say they're doing, going to churches and businesses and all over the place. People I know, giving them a flyer, telling them, check them out. Here's the website for them, and they will get that stuff to the people.
Amen.
Then I'll just
right.
do it. Yeah.
Well,
so I've been doing that.
That's great.
And I actually found one. Church that already is planning to go after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
They have their fund and they're going after Thanksgiving. And that's good.
That is great.
So we're
that
getting the
great.
Word out. Slowly but surely, we're getting the word out. But California, Oregon, Northern California, Oregon, and Washington have all got bombs by clone warning out now.
Yes, they do.
To get a big
yes,
storm, too. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They're supposed to get a big storm, too. As far as the nuclear stuff, it's in there. We're going to get destroyed. Babylon gets destroyed, and we are Babylon.
Okay, Jan, you're breaking up pretty bad or something. It's hard to understand. But I got to jump, but thanks for calling, Jan. Appreciate it. God bless you, sweetheart.
Uh-oh.
I guess we're just going. Can't understand what she's saying. But anyway, Dave, we're down the last few minutes here, and the phone lines right now are empty. Nobody's called in. But if you want to, folks, hurry, 844-769-2944. Folks, we love you enough to keep telling you this, and we're doing this because we're called through this. The hope we have is in Christ. There's no other hope besides Christ. You can't. Trump ain't going to save this country. No group of men going to save the country. That repentance before God Almighty and claiming his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior, and repenting of our sins, there's no hope. There is no hope without that, folks, for individuals or nations. Go ahead, before I start preaching. Go ahead, brother. Finish up.
Well, you just said it. You know, your ministry is powerful, and I believe God's given me something that speaks to people. And if people need prayer, we have prayer warriors. I'd like to give them our toll-free number, if you don't
mind.
Sure,
please do. Please do.
Yeah, they can call 844-806-0006. That's 844-806-0006. We're in the business of praying. So when you call, we have prayer warriors, and we pray with you. Of course, if you would like to pray for us, we need your prayer, your encouragement. If you'd like to donate, that'd be great, too. You can go to davidhebner.tv/give. Or /order if you want to order some of our product. And don't forget about davidhebner.tv to watch all these shows that we have on there and Last Evangelist. And then lastevangelist.com for your donations.
Right, and they can watch that on your site. One more time, get the phone number and your website.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The phone number is 844-806-0006. If you want to text the word CHOSEN to 91999, you can find out more about the ministry. And if you would like to go watch Last Evangelist, the TV series, and also over 900 shows. We have live television also, 24/7. You can go to davidhebner.tv. And I appreciate you guys. And Pastor Butch, I really appreciate you. I call you, just like I call myself, a back alley preacher. You know, we don't take any crap yeah. from anybody,
well,
especially from
we
Satan, right?
We don't have time to tiptoe through the tulips. We got to tell the truth like it is because time is running out for the whole world, not just individuals, but for the whole world. But, David, I want to thank you for all that you do. I mean, it was an honor to meet you in Missouri some years ago, getting to know you. And, I never knew before that, but I'm glad that the Lord put you in my life. And I do not believe in coincidence in Christians' lives. You're putting our life for a purpose, and hopefully I was in your life for a purpose also to encourage you. But I do appreciate you, what you and your wife Anita are doing. Keep it up, and God bless you.
You're breaking up again. My voice. I'm praying. Yeah, protection and healing and comfort on each and every person and you.
Thank you, David. God bless for that, for saying that. And thanks for being with us again tonight. Keep in touch. If I'm doing anything to help you in anything, let me know, okay?
Same here, brother.
Okay, talk to you soon. Good night. And, folks, we are, don't forget, we're still trying to raise some funds for North Carolina. Help us do that, please. And if you help us pay the bills here at the ministry, we'd appreciate it. We're starting very soon into December. And it's always tight, but that's okay. I don't mind being tight as long as getting paid. We're blessed, very blessed, to have people like you out here listening. Thank you for loving Christ, praying for us, and helping us when you can. I can name names, people to help all the time, but I don't want to do that. I'll probably leave somebody out. Whether you send $5 or $5,000, either way, you're appreciated more than you know. Please understand that the love you show us through your prayers and support is more than I could ever thank you enough for. I don't have enough words in my vocabulary to do that. But we do love you, and I do mean that. And we'll do our best to be here for you at all times. If you need to talk to me, please feel free to call the office. Someone will find me, and I will get back to you. I am not unreachable. Please feel free to call me. I say this sincerely. I mean, if I'm a little bit busy and can't get back to you right away, don't think I've forgotten you, because I won't. I will get back to you. I asked my Father in heaven if I was going to be a pastor, give me a pastor's heart with love for the people. He did that. No, I'm not perfect. Oh, my goodness, I fail so miserably sometimes. But I'm seeking his will and trying to do it for his glory. If you don't mind, keep saying your prayers, please. And help us keep this thing going for his glory. So we may reach somebody's mind and soul before it's too late. Maybe open somebody's eyes to the truth. And through teaching the Bible and prophecies, maybe people will be able to see that God's word is true. Let's try to keep it up, okay? See you tomorrow night, folks. Have a great night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.